Thank you all for joining us today. I will start out with a poem that I wrote about world peace and unity. It's titled, United We Stand. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. I wish there would be peace everywhere. No wars, no poverty, no more despair. A life full of justice, a world that is fair. Everyone is compassionate and everyone can care. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. I wish for people to realize that humans are all the same. Black or white, a Muslim or a Jew, forget the name. Let humans look at each other with the same frame. Let them pursue peace with a passionate flame. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. The cry of a child always breaks my heart. The tears of orphans tears me apart. Why is fear prevailing? When will it depart? We're destroying our world, and we call ourselves smart. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. I wish we can see beyond the color of our skin. Treat one another as one large kin. Racism indeed is a major sin. With hate and the lack of respect, we will never win. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. But one day, the ships of hope will sail. The sounds of peace and joy will certainly prevail. Whether wearing a sari or wearing a veil, the tale of humanity, respect, and dignity is a beautiful tale. I wish the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. Let us all speak for justice and demand. Let us all work together, hand in hand, so my wishes can come true and the human can understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. That divided we fall, but united we stand. On this last Friday of this holy month of Ramadan, we are gathered here to pray for world peace. Our world is full of virtuous people who strive to make it a better place. Volunteers, philanthropists, and even children donating their lunch money to help the less fortunate are all examples of people's compassionate nature. You, my dear, are taking time off your busy schedules on this Friday afternoon to show the world that you care. You care about every tear shed from a child who lives through pains of oppression. You care about every mother's cry for the loss of a child between her arms. You care about every father's grief from burying a son or a daughter who died from bullets and bomb wounds or from excessive use of tear gas. You care about every family that is torn apart by walls and checkpoints. You care about voices silenced with mass propaganda and distortion of facts. Our world is a great place, but corruption and oppression stemming from selfish acts caused by a greedy minority is destroying it. Professor Muhammad Yunus, who won the Nobel Prize for Peace in 2006, states that 94% of the world's wealth is used by 40% of its population, while a shocking 6% is distributed among the remaining 60%. Where are those who care about justice? You, my dear, care. Why is the life of certain nations more valuable than others? When an innocent life is lost in poor nations, it is called collateral damage. But when a life is lost in some so-called developed nations, it is called a violation of international laws. Where are those who can speak for those poor, innocent lives? You, my dear, speak for them. Why can certain countries in the world ignore United Nations resolutions but escape with no critique, while others are punished with sanctions? Who will raise awareness about these injustices? You, my dear, will do. How long will we allow some governments to build walls, settlements, and palaces, and place soldiers in foreign lands while appeasing and supporting them? Who will raise voices against discrimination and theft of nations? You, my dear, are calling for an end to appeasement, an end to discrimination. We need to speak for voices that are not heard, and tell the world, enough is enough. Enough with tyranny. Enough with oppression. Enough with corruption. Enough with injustice. Let us free people's conscience so that it can free the oppressed. Free the oppressed. Free the oppressed. Let us unite our voices against every greedy and selfish government and stand strong to tell them that justice will prevail. Justice will prevail. Justice will prevail. We are certain when the Son of Man returns, when the Savior comes back, every oppressive regime will be brought to its knees. It is not a question of if, but rather a question of when. On this last Friday of this holy month, we pray to God to shower His blessings upon every innocent soul in this world. We pray for world peace and for unity among nations. We pray to God to protect our nation and to continue to bless us with security and the ability to freely voice our concerns. We pray for the world to understand that divided we fall, but united we stand. That divided we fall, but united we stand. Amen. Thank you.